This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started. Welcome to episode 29 of Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids. And Sena is with us. What are we reading today?
Matthew chapter 7.
And what verses?
Verses 13 to 20.
Okay, let's get started.
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to the destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are
ravenous
wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from the
thistles?
Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit you will know them.
Beautiful, Sena. Thank you. Now, a tree is known by its fruit. You already knew that, didn't you? Like, look, there's a tree with oranges on it. I wonder what kind of tree it is. I think everybody knew that it was an apple tree. I mean, a pear tree. No, I mean an orange tree. That's right, an orange tree. Kind of simple, really. Now, Jesus says that we are kind of like fruit trees, too. And the good or bad things that we do in our life is the fruit of the tree. The fruit matters. Now, if someone called an orange tree, which was full of oranges, an apple tree, that would just be wrong. A Christian, someone who follows the teachings of Jesus, is supposed to have good fruit in their life. Their life should have good actions and good deeds in it, like love and kindness and sharing and listening. That's the good fruit of a Christian. So if we are going to follow Jesus and be Christians, we need to have the fruit that a Christian would have. Otherwise, it would be like an apple tree calling itself a watermelon tree. Wait a minute. I don't think watermelons grow on trees. But you know what I mean. When it happens sometimes with even us, when we have the wrong type of fruit, not the Christian fruit, we can talk to Jesus in prayer and ask for help. And he helps us. Why? Because he loves us and he knows that when we have the good fruit of love and happiness and sharing and listening, it makes us the most happy and makes other people around us happy too. So thanks, Sena, for reading for us today. I'm Father Alexis. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.